T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, more Gresh and Fauria
on WEEI.
For those on Twitch, don't lose your freaking minds. Fauria had to sit in another seat for a segment. Good grief.
Yeah,
man, it was all over there. Like, oh my God, did Fauria change seats? Is there a technical problem?
There it is. Look at the Twitch right now. It's like just a blank seat right now.
So, Coop has
camera two.
Yeah, Coop hasn't figured out that we got to go back to the original camera shot.
We've been talking about what a good job he's been doing. Is now he's like, you know, just like, yeah, I'll do it when I feel like it.
No, he's in there having a little pudding.
Little pudding?
He's, you know, again, snacking. He's eating his, it would normally be for Coop, fourth period right now? So,
Coop little, is a baby. Coop should join that dating game the morning show was doing. He should throw his name in there.
Oh,
he likes older women.
Who, Coop?
Well, yeah. Again, that's a MILF for him.
When you're 20 years old and you look like you're 15.
So a MILF, so like an older woman with kids is a MILF. An older woman with no kids is just a cougar, right? So older woman who likes younger men with kids is a MILF. An older woman who likes younger men with no kids is just a cougar.
No, because a mid-20s woman could be a MILF.
True.
She's a mom.
I mean, so any woman with a mom that likes to have sex.
Correct. And then a cougar is just over 40.
See, well, I feel like you have to narrow it down.
I don't think a cougar even involves children. A cougar can be a 40-year-old woman with no kids.
And if you meet a woman that has children, you would automatically assume that she might like sex. It's kind of like the evidence
that's how they got a kid.
Right, exactly.
I'll do this again. This is fun. Oh, this is what happens.
Yes.
Huh.
So there's MILF and then there's cougars.
I think they're similar.
Like, I would like to see Coop with a cougar, like someone in like her, like her, like just past her prime at like 45, just toss him around.
I'll tell you, Coop. Just
flirting with menopause?
No, but.
Exactly, just on the cusp.
Coop could end up on that, what is it, MILF Manor?
Oh,
he's perfect for it.
Candidate for that show.
Perfect for it. The hair alone.
Baseball isn't boring shirt. And they're like, boy, do you like baseball? And he's like, yeah, let me show you my bat, lady.
Yeah.
I remember when Jackie Robinson debuted.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the MILF Manor show, by the way, is. Now, here's the thing, though.
This week in baseball. Yeah.
I hear they have night games now.
How do they work the All-Star game? What's this thing called interleague play? The thing with MILF Manor is Coop's mom would have to be on the show. That's the way the show works.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Yeah. They have a couple
of
ringers.
That's how it works?
Yep. No,
yes,
it's
it
not
is.
Awesome.
So someone who watched it, yes. What happens is
they
it was supposed
to change up year two.
No, it was supposed
who would
to just
ever
be
want to go there with their mother.
Yeah,
right.
The You're other trying to slay older tale, and then like your mother's in the other room.
Yeah, seriously.
Now, Christian, don't slouch. Christian, get your elbows off the table.
Now, I told you the other MILFs, they like to be, you know, treated nicely. Make sure you hug them and talk and
listen
to them.
Christian, did you iron your shirt, Christian?
Have you seen the show, Billy?
No.
No.
It is.
I've seen a promo for it.
Awkwardly. It's a terrible show, by the way.
Awkwardly awkward.
Delicious? Is that what you want to say?
No, it isn't even like, it's not even that. So the MILFs thought they were going on this island just to hook up with a bunch of young guys. And then they surprised all the MILFs in like this big reveal with all their sons who like to have sex with MILFs. So now you have this like, you know, crossing the streams, so to speak, of all the MILFs' kids hooking up with the other MILFs. It's tame. And they're not even remotely attractive. Just saying. that's kind of important
wow,
when it comes to TVs.
Is,
no, they're not. Look it up.
I've seen them.
I can't believe Coop's not bringing up a picture of that. There's one. There's this one blonde
because
milf.
He wants to avoid this at all costs. Number one, we're turning him into a minor. Number two,
he's old enough.
He doesn't want to, you know.
He's over 18.
I'm sure that he, like Courtney's friend, who seemed very nice.
Very pleasant woman, too.
Like looking.
I think we got to do this for Coop.
Looking
I
for love.
I think we need to find cougars for Coop.
Cougars for Coop.
That literally just came to my mind. Cougars for Coop. 10 to 2.
Hey, if you want to have
Bradford
a
vets
date,
them on the Baseball yeah. Isn't Boring podcast. Now, I've known Coop since junior high school.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that you're the right mom for him.
Yeah.
Get on it, sales department. Coop is for Coop.
We could sell this. Listen, hey.
This is an easy sell.
If you want to date Coop, please call. Can we? Hey, Coop, put a picture of yourself up on Twitch so the people can see what you actually look like. Because I don't think anybody actually knows how cute and handsome he is. He's so handsome. That's what the MILFs say. Oh, he's so handsome.
I have no problem living through Coop for this turn.
All the salespeople heard MILF and GILF, and they're like, ooh, yeah. Wait a minute. What's going on
see,
here?
See,
what
now,
are they talking about?
See, Coop won't do it now because he's like,
he's
the subject. That's not your best picture. That's not your best picture.
No, but that's like a Twitter.
Show
that's like
your
on Twitter.
Hair. He's got this
no,
cool-looking,
save it.
Like, sandy blonde hair. It's all messy and stuff like that.
You don't roll it out right away. He's got the hat on, and then when a lady is like, oh, he looks like a nice young man, then he takes that thing
slow motion.
Off and does the... and the hair
Mr.
whips
Wonderful.
Around.
Yeah.
And the ladies are like, oh, my Edward had that kind of hair 30 years ago before he fell off of a balcony and to his tragic death and left me $4 million. And then Coop's like, oh, really? $4 million, huh?
Coop.
So you're the same price as a middle infielder in Major League Baseball.
There's got to be an app for that, too. Like, if you want to, like, you know,
oh,
if you want to, like, you know, I mean, I guess you would just be a gigolo.
It's called Tinder, Christian.
It's called, oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, but you're not getting paid for it.
Well, you don't know that.
True. I've never been on Tinder.
I have no idea. Good Lord.
I am curious, though, of like what it would... Oh, look, there's... Okay, so Coop's definitely... He's a hound dog, easily. He kind of looks like... who would not want to have sex with Coop?
What? Now you sound like you have a crush on him.
I think he's handsome.
And poor Jackson's there in the other room laughing. Jackson combed his hair today. Somebody lay him.
I don't have to be gay to think another man is handsome.
No. Wait a minute, though.
Like, you're not handsome.
But you jumped on. Listen, that is far and away the least offensive thing I've ever heard in my life. But you automatically assume that Coop is a cougar slayer already.
Well, I do.
You don't know this.
Well, listen, I do fancy myself a matchmaker. I have set up a couple people in the past that have had a lot of success.
I like where this is going already. Right into disaster.
Yeah, of course.
If you're gonna set him up. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is going right off the exit ramp. Just bing right in the woods.
And I'm sure everyone will want to watch it.
I'm sure your skills are awful at this.
What makes you think that I can't be a great matchmaker? What makes you think? Don't use my personal life as an example.
I'm not, because okay, I'm divorced too.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
However, like, who are you gonna? Coop is like, even though I bust his balls because he looks like he's 12.
Yeah.
He's like double that age. He's like 25 years old.
Yes.
So where's your pool?
There's the fantasy.
So you're a 51-year-old man. Where is a pool of candidates coming from other than the friends of
kids.
Your oldest daughter?
Again,
see,
I
that's
have
the thing,
kids.
No, see, you're going to, you're
I
talking
have
about
kids.
Crossing
I have older
streams.
Kids. I have a nephew who's
if you
in
have
his
a
30s.
If you have a bad setup. Now, listen, I am sure that some of the seconds, thirds, and fourths from old Joe, I would think that Coop might be interested in. However, they're probably, you know, waiting out Cliff Kingsbury in Thailand. Because I've seen some of them.
Yeah.
All right, Joe's,
yeah.
Joe
did
well.
He's no Cliff Kingsbury.
No, he isn't, but yeah. He's, you know, but he's not shopping in the bargain bin. I'm not saying that Coop is, but we're also sitting here talking about this guy needing to use the flowing locks on some lady that used to see in gray pubes, and he's flipping his hair around, and there it's a panty drop.
Telling you. Good looking
now,
kid.
See, look, you're encouraging him
now
to
he won't
put
stop.
Up stuff like
he won't
this.
Stop now.
No, but
he's
this
obsessed.
Photo where he's showing a gray sock or whatever, it looks like a hostage video.
I think he's showing flexibility.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Exactly.
Cougars, look how this guy can get his leg up here.
Yeah. Look at all these crazy moves I got.
Without any creaks or cracks in his bones when he tries to do it.
I mean, Christian cramped yesterday lifting his leg over his head.
Christian did. He showed his foot and he was like, oh, I got a cramp.
Okay, real quick.
And if you're Coop and you're going to pick one person at WEEI to set him up, I don't know if you would be the first choice. And I don't say that meanly.
I am insulted by that.
Why?
I am insulted by that. Like, you think I have massive appeal when it comes to and like an eye for talent.
No.
And what fits. I'm like a giant puzzle fixer guy.
No, if you're Coop, it's simple. You turn to the ladies of EEI. If
there's
you're
Coop, not many ladies
get,
at yeah, WEEI,
but
there's
I'm
two.
Gonna, but I would put money.
It's a perfect number, though. It's not an overwhelming number of women.
Thank you
them.
Very much. That's the thing. I would put money on Courtney and Mego to do a better job of setting up Coop with someone than you might. That would be my two choices.
See, but they may fall in love with him, though. There's the problem.
Yeah, but maybe he's looking for that. Right. You just
and
want
that,
him out
that's
there.
That's a bad
you're,
thing.
You're
and they're not
it,
over 40, so they don't make the
cut. Yeah, they don't
well,
make the cut.
Right.
40 plus.
That's my wheelhouse.
See, that's the thing. You're talking about, oh, I got, like, my kids have friends and da-da-da. You would need one of their moms to get divorced and then try to set it up with Coop.
I got that in my back pocket, too.
But that's also weird, though. Like,
why?
Imagine Coop walking
What's wrong
into
with
the,
that? We can hang out together.
No, but if you're, like, Coop and you're 25 years old and you're walking into the house of a really hot cougar and her 18-year-old is playing a video game that you like, meanwhile, mom's trying to get you to go upstairs or in the basement to look at her naked. That's a little awkward.
I'm just saying, like that's a good thing. But you have like it's an instant family. It's like a blended family.
Why
it's a perfect
would
situation.
You want that?
I like the idea. I like the idea of recruiting Courtney and Mego to kind of coach them.
Oh, Billy,
and we
come
send
on.
Them on these dates with women in their 40s.
Exactly right. Seriously,
it's not really coaching. It's like, you know, tuck your shirt in. Don't tuck your shirt
I
in.
Mean,
comb
your
hair
just,
this
way. Just don't look like a slob.
No, but you're purely looking at this from the superficial, horny 25-year-old.
What were you when you were 25? Weren't you superficial and horny?
I worked
we're
all the time.
We're adults now. We're adults now. It's left. It's like male pattern baldness. It just leaves. You stop caring.
Oh, how about this text from the 413? Listen to this lead. As someone who has had a sugar mama, let's stop right there.
Continue.
Sugar mama. Yeah, right. Exactly. Nick, continue. As someone who had a sugar mama, Tinder doesn't help with older women. Going to nice bars, they just flock to those. Someone get Coop a sugar mama.
I'm done. Let's go.
See, that's what it is. Okay.
Oh, see, now he's just
now
being
he's just.
Look at the monster we've created.
Look at this. He's sun just, now. He's putting photos with a half-eaten hot dog in his mouth with a massive sunburn on his forehead. I mean, it looked like somebody left him outside with a towel.
He's island ready.
He fell asleep.
He did.
He fell asleep while he was out by the pool. That's the best picture he's got, by the way.
Here's the one thing that we have to do to save Coop, okay? If we are going to end up setting up Coop with some sort of situation, we have to make sure that Bradford's not involved. Because I would think if they're,
it.
Yeah, right.
Who's the guy from Goodfellas who ruins, like, or is it the Bronx Tale who ruins every bet? The Mooch?
Eddie Mush.
Mush.
Eddie
yeah.
Mush.
He would be the Mush when it comes to relationships hooking up. Like, you can't have Bradford anywhere near Coop when it comes to getting some.
Can you imagine a 50-year-old hot cougar dropping off Coop in the morning after a conquest?
Makes him a lunch, but sends him to work.
Yeah. Right, sends him
puts
with a
his
little...
Name on the
gets
bag.
His name on a brown paper bag.
Here's your peanut butter and jelly and your little fruit cup. It'd be a pudding cup.
Yeah, I gotta make them for my kids anyway, so I might as well make you one.
And he comes out of there with his... He comes out of that house with the baseball isn't boring sweatshirt on, all rumpled.
Little handwritten note inside the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Give him hell today, honey.
Give him hell. You're such. And then she's going to start getting in his head. You're such an asset. You're the best part of that show. They need to give you a raise. I'm going down there. I think Ken's got to meet with her.
Or
talk with her.
Or the note just says, don't forget the rubbers.
If they're that age, you don't need
them.
Oh, well, listen, you don't want to take a chance.
I know you can slip one past a goalie at any age, but
you
still.
Don't,
like,
yeah, you don't want to take it. If you're Coop at 20.
I think they'd be honored if he was like ready to go for it and he pulls one out and be like, oh, isn't he adorable?
See, I think Coop's already halfway to the best setup. He's already embedded in the baseball world. Those guys get divorced all the time. Just wait out a couple of player divorces
even just
and then he's
runoff.
There. Oh, yeah.
No, you're right. That's
it'd be that's set a, up. That's the way to go.
That's an underserved demographic, I would say.
Invading the clubhouse with Coop.
That is an underserved demographic. Gresh, excellent, excellent poll. Good by you. I didn't even see that.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Fourier and I were having an existential discussion on the difference between the MILF and the cougar and how they're similar as well. This is what happens when you're on a freaking all-star weekend. Nobody cares. Stinks.
There's lots of stuff out there. There's lots and lots of stuff. We could do a whole four-hour show just on the precision passing.
Oh, dear Lord. You know, there are
times. I could do 4 hours on just what's the difference between a MILF and a cougar.
I am sure that we all could. And that would also be scary at the same time. Can we get to something that might, you know, connect with people a little differently?
Sure, let's do it.
It's not everybody gets to mecha the sex with a MILF or a cougar. How about gambling?
Let's do it.
I am looking at a photo from the Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Where they're boards and boards and boards and electronic boards full of Super Bowl props are out. Now, let me ask you this, because we haven't talked about the Super Bowl.
No, not yet.
What kind of game do you think we're going to get? I know that next Friday we'll probably go much, much deeper. Next week we can go deeper into it. But right now, a week before, what kind of game do you think we're going to get between Kansas City and Philadelphia?
All right. Well, when I just look at Philly, obviously their offense, they're going to run it. I mean, out of the last two games they played, both playoff games, one an NFC Championship game, they averaged 44 runs a game. So they're going to run it. They're not changing. And with Kansas City, like Kansas City is a dink and dunk. Kansas City will have like drives of 11 and 12, 13, right? Because they're not going to throw the ball down the field. They're going to hit this little quick little out route. So they're going to earn it, and you're going to be demoralized, and they're going to frustrate you because Patrick Mahomes is going to have 2 weeks to heal up. So he's going to extend plays. He's going to make things happen. And this would be the first time in a long time that Jalen Hurts actually has to win it, and he can't do it with his legs.
Interesting. Because you know, like one of the props that stuck out to me is this is in the game. Quarterback sacks by both Kansas City and Philadelphia. The number set at 5.5.
For both of them
for
each?
For both teams.
Combined?
Total.
Really?
Because you have guys that can move, guys that can run. You got Mahomes who can get the ball out, right?
So not a lot of opportunities.
So it
wow, that's interesting because that's, I would say,
that number feels low, but when you sort of work through it and how quick Mahomes gets the ball out, I can see it too.
No, and the fact that just Jalen Hurts just, one, they don't throw a lot. Two, he runs it. Like, he can get away.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you're like, okay, even if he is throwing it, they're probably he could probably, you know, squeeze out of it. And Mahomes just has an uncanny ability, just like Brady. Hell, you know, as far as just to get rid of the football. He'll get rid of it. He'll just throw it in the dirt. Unless you have an all-out blitz where nobody's blocked. And again, five. That's impressive.
So, will Mahomes throw an interception? Odds are the same, -110 on both the yes or the
yes,
no.
Yes, I'm a yes.
I kind of think so, too.
I think he's always good for one.
Right.
It's usually early on.
Ball tip, something like that. Guy makes an unbelievable catch, something in that vein.
All the things that he gets away with on a regular basis, suddenly somebody does 2 weeks of research on him, and they study him, and they bait him, you know, and maybe he becomes predictable, or he's desperate, and or the ball gets tipped. Yeah. Yeah, but I would say easily one. I would say one for both of them.
Do we get points in this game? And here's the reason I ask is because I'm looking at alternate point spreads, and there are some.
What is it right now?
So right now it is, hold on, the last check, it was Philadelphia -1.5. Philly -1.5, over under a 50.5. So the side, which is the -1.5, up and down all week. I mentioned early on the betting on Sunday night was kind of crazy. But the over-under went from, I think it started at 49 or 49.5, and now it's up to 50.5. So the over-under's gone up a little bit, and the line on the side was kind of all over the place. But here are some alternate point spreads, right?
Okay.
So you can get...
Now, how can they have an alternate... Sorry to be the ignorant
person
in the group.
Please ask.
How can you have so many different sites?
Because, yeah, so the alternate point spread is set up for the D-gen who thinks that, like, Philadelphia can cover 7, even though the number is 1.5. So what it is you
weigh it.
And
they get paid more money?
Yeah, you weigh it with different odds. So, for example, if you want Chiefs -3.5, you can get that bet at +170. Right, but if you go Eagles +3.5,
okay,
you're -190 on
that. I get it.
So there, in fact, here are the ones that are listed. Right, Chiefs -3, Chiefs -7.5. You can go Chiefs -10.5 at +400, and then it goes all the way up there.
Chiefs -10.5,
but you can go all the way to Chiefs -17.5 and get a number. Now you want to go the other way. You go Eagles -7.5, that's +240. So if you think the Eagles are going to win by 8, that is not, that's a pretty good price when you stop and think about it. There's also over under alternate lines as well. If you want to go 39.5 and go over, you're paying -450 to win 100
so
bucks.
So tell me if you think this is true.
Yeah.
Because all these guys, you know, they make these bets and there's a lot of history and ATS and blah, blah, blah,
yep.
and all that stuff. I feel like these games are tougher to read based on the fact that it is a Super Bowl. And if you've never played in a Super Bowl, and if you look at my regular season numbers and you look at my trends and you look at what I've been able to overcome, I don't think those numbers hold up. Like, I think the one number that I saw was like, okay, how often the Philadelphia Eagles ran in the last two games. Well, one, they played against a team that had no business being out there. They couldn't stop them at all. And then the championship game against the 49ers, Bosa got hurt. They had no offense, and it was, and he scored a lot of touchdowns on the ground, but it was like you knew the game was over. You're just trying to kill the clock. And you had this nice lead, and you had no threat of the other team generating any offensive points whatsoever. So the devil is in the details when it comes to this, and I look at it like that's not a real true indicator of what I think you're going to get.
Well, I think injuries become a big factor, and they're hard to sort of calculate because you get the week to get ready. So you assume, okay, like wasn't Lane Johnson playing with a torn groin, right? Okay, that guy's going to have time to rest, but can it get worse? Can he end up leaving the game? Or who are the dudes that were like this close to playing at points during the postseason where you know with a little bit of rest you're going to be able to get them back and they might not be full Voltron, let's say. However, you can get them back and maybe you get 15 plays out of a guy. So I think on the whole, though, a lot of the numbers hold because, look, we know Philadelphia can throw the ball, but they don't really want to, I don't think. I think Nick Sirianni, if he could run it 40 times and throw it 20, he's much more comfortable than even just being balanced at 30 runs and 30 throws.
Yeah.
I don't think that is changing necessarily.
Okay.
I think it's more the injury end or the explosive plays that Kansas City can make that for me in trying to handicap this game somewhat that I'm kind of having a hard time just sort of figuring out who might be some of those guys that are healthy enough to be able to make those big plays.
See, I always look at, like, when you look at, like, all-time greats, the GOATs of the world, and you start with the quarterback position. So I think that the game will be close, okay? Because if you say Philly has the edge, then you say, well, listen, it's Patrick Mahomes. Like, Patrick Mahomes is starting to be viewed and talked about in the same kind of way
as Brady was. Mm-hmm. So you sit there and you go and you do all this research, you know, and because I used to hear this all the time when it came to, you know, predictions of games and Super Bowls. Well, you know, Philly has this, this, and this, and they should be able to run the game. And their defense, boy, they get after the quarterback, and nobody has more sacks than them. They just, their defensive front is unbelievable. They have like five players and double-digit sacks. It's like an NFL record.
Mm-hmm.
So then the same person that says this is, they got Patrick Mahomes. They got Patrick Mahomes. So it's like, no matter what you do, no matter how you game plan him, he'll be in the game at the end. Like, he just always is, you know? And then they'll manage the clock the right way. The defense will come up with a key stop at the right time. And God forbid he'll get the ball back. Like, he'll get the ball back. And just like Brady, he'll get points. That, to me, is where everybody's – that's my point. It's like, I feel like this is – I don't care what your numbers say, your charts say. How do you quantify – Mahomes, what is he worth? Like, what, when all your charts are done and it says, oh, okay, listen, you know, Philly by 10, really? What variable did you use for Mahomes? Because I would say you're not giving him enough respect.
Well, it's interesting because you mentioned, and I'll just look at this as a gambling sign of respect, right? So I'm looking at the winner of the MVP of Super Bowl 57, Jalen Hurts, 5-4 odds.
Okay.
Pat Mahomes, 23-20 are the odds. So 23/20. So for, you know, it's just skinny in terms of those guys. But like Travis Kelce is 18-1. Isaiah Pacheco is 60-1. Chris Jones is 80-1. On the Philly side, AJ Brown 20-1. Devontae Smith 40-1. Miles Sanders 20-1. In terms of, so clearly the bookmakers are thinking if Kansas City's going to win it, it's going to be because Mahomes is great, and that's why his odds are what they are. But with Philadelphia, even though Hurts is the favorite, you're not crazy on the odds of some of those other skill guys. So it kind of feels like, other than Kelce, it's all Mahomes and Kelce, and that's it. But with Philadelphia, there's a couple of guys, and they even have Haason Reddick as the same odds as A.J. Brown and Miles Sanders.
For the MVP?
For the MVP, yeah.
Wow.
Just in terms of that, like you said, the whole respect, things like that. How about this one? More gross passing yards, not net, gross passing yards between Mahomes and Hurts. However, Mahomes is -50.5. So basically, Mahomes has got to get more gross passing yards by 51 or more if you pick him to be able to win that.
I like that one.
It is interesting to think about it, right?
They
weigh Mahomes to a half. So it's Mahomes -0.5, more touchdown passes between Mahomes and Hurts. I think that's easy. I think that's Mahomes all day long.
Yeah. No, I was like, huh. Those are the bets that I'm looking for. Like, not to be some hard-o bet guy, because I'm not, but those are the ones I'm not at all. But I do like, I was like, huh. Okay, and that's where I feel like that's like a former player who's played in the Super Bowl. Like, I feel like there's an edge for it to me, like in some regard, based on how affected some guys get. So when you have this great plan and sure as hell, like you're spending the whole week and people are talking about all the things you're going to do and sure as hell none of it works. So you've been running the football like crazy. So I know you got A.J. Brown. I know you got, like, great wide receivers. You got a good tight end. I'm just like, man, if they have to play left-handed and Hurts is forced to throw it, which is baseline, you know, analysis type stuff, I just feel like he's going to struggle.
And it is different throwing it when you have to throw it versus throwing it when it's within the context of running your play action.
Let me give you a have-to-throw-it obvious situation. You've seen him a million times.
I like it.
It's third down, right? It's third and eight.
Third and
eight. It's fine, whatever. It's a tough to get, manageable but tough, right? Third and eight isn't a given. You got to earn it. You got to push your route to 9.5, maybe 10, to give yourself some room. And the route takes longer. And now they sit there and go, we know you got to throw it. We know you have to throw it. Now let's see who wins, right? And now let's get creative with our defensive fronts. Let's take a chance maybe with the blitz and see if this guy can pick it up. Even in the last game, the first game against the 49ers, Jalen Hurts, you know, hit the hot route,
They hit the and had a first down.
He did.
But it was close to being incomplete. Okay. Made it, A.J. Brown made an unbelievable catch at his right at his shoelaces. But those are the type of things that I'm thinking, man, if the San Francisco 49ers had an offense, it would be such a better, different game. So that's me. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, it feels like San Francisco missed a real opportunity there against Philly. You know, Philly's had a great record all year long. I like him, but I don't love him. And I don't know why, because defensively they're good. They're great along both lines of scrimmage. It's more than just Jalen Hurts for me. And maybe it's the coaching aspect of it as well.
I was going to say,
I wonder if Philly starts to smell their own farts a little bit.
Well, that was my next question, is just the coaching matchup, which I think is...
It's not even close.
Andy Reid by a mile.
When you played, I know sports gaming wasn't what it was. You would have been aware of point spread. Were you aware of anything else? Props, things like that?
No, not really. It was really just point spread.
That's all it was.
It was point spread and, just really just like all the, talking heads.
Bill ever go down that road with y'all? I know as soon as they made a parade, it was, oh, my God, and you lapped it up.
There's a video of me, like, just never been more focused in my life. And you know how challenging that is. I was like, they're talking smack.
They must have brought a donut in, too.
No, there's no food. There's no food. It is a classic line because it's so funny. None of us had any idea. Like, you're going to have to find it, Nick, because it is an interesting note. Like, every city preps for a parade.
Oh, like, they
all
do.
You don't win the Super Bowl on a Sunday and then go, hey, let's start working on it now, Sunday night. They all sit there and go, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And sure as hell, like, we didn't know this. We thought they were, like, already kind of cashing their checks.
Talking about the Philadelphia parade after the game. All right. It's 11 o'clock in case anyone attend that. It's going to go from Broad Street up to Washington Avenue, past City Hall, then down to Benjamin Franklin Parkway, and we'll end up at the Car Museum. Plan today, right?
That was great.
And it was like a giant bowl of soup for you, wasn't it? Just dump it right down.
I was like, it was great. But nobody knew. No. So the coaching, so I actually was going to ask you about just, I think people look at Sirianni as kind of, douchey,
a boob.
Dopey,
It's that initial press conference.
Yeah. And
it's easier to play faster when the plays are there and the plays and what you're doing. It's like, wait, what? Can you speak?
I feel like he's got some wrestler in him. He's got some WWE entertainment value. You watch him on the sideline. You watch the way he interacts with the crowd. You watch what he mugs to the camera. He mad mugs to the camera.
Do you think he's going to bust out like a Hulk Hogan?
I do. I feel like it's in him.
What you going to do, Andy Reid, when the Eagles run wild?
What happens when that buffet line is long and you can't get your food, Andy Reid? Your stomach's going to grumble.
You want a cheeseburger, don't you, fatty? Yeah, I got it right here when we win. I mean, that's just me now.
I like him.
But
I like him.
Sirianni's done better than I thought.
Less thinking equals talent takeover, but we need to have systems in place, and we will have systems in place to do so.
Right.
This is when he was trying too hard to make everybody happy. Now he doesn't give a crap.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Now he doesn't give a crap. He's like, good.
Go to the playoffs 2 years in a row, and I don't know if they think... By the way, I know there was a report that I guess Sirianni, really likes Jalen Hurts, but I guess Howie Roseman's kind of like, I don't know if he's really the long-term guy.
I played a couple of them at Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Oh, yeah. There's that, too, the Rock, Paper, Scissors.
I heard that one. That's a good one,
Did you ever play Rock, Paper, Scissors with Belichick?
No. Nope. Never.
Tight ends coach?
Add it to the Pro Bowl festivities.
Oh. Hey, that's
a great one.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
How about slap fighting at the Pro Bowl? Ooh. That's what you really want to add some intrigue to it. Do the slap fighting thing.
Good. Billy and I were talking about before. A good episode Wednesday night of the slap league, I think they're calling it. And, they're trying to do it like the Ultimate Fighter, which doesn't really work for me. However, the guy towards the end of this past episode, they think he can, like, be a big star. He's another one of those guys can cut a promo. He foobarred this dude. It was great. I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of drawn to it.
The guy shouldn't have gone back to the podium after that first hit. Because they do the same thing like they do in boxing. You get knocked down, they get you up, they look at your eyes, they see if you can, like, walk forward. Right. You get a standing eight count, and then you have to walk towards the ref and show that you're competent. I looked at this guy. I'm like, I don't think you should put him up there. And then they put him up there again. He goes, clock cleaned.
And they're using those MMA refs. Like Jason Herzog is in there. Mark Smith is in there. Those are guys who are doing UFC fights. Because everybody is like, oh, yeah, Dana White just put this together. No, he had to clear it through the Nevada State Athletic Commission.
And then they have just the super high-quality 50K slow motion camera. Like the kind that they use in like one of the most recent Jackass movies.
Like where you see like the waves. You see like the whole like face.
Yeah, you see like moves. Literally like the face come off the bone and just kind of like shift. It's wild, man. It's barbaric.
It is barbaric, but we're watching. It's the DVR is set. 617-779-7937. Your lunchtime parlay is next.
WEEI.
New England's
sports original.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI
and streaming on WEEI.com.
At 11:49, it is time for the lunchtime parlay. A lot going on this weekend. MMA is back. UFC is back with a later fight night than normal on Saturday night. Main card starts, I do believe, at like 10 o'clock. It's 1 a.m. for the main card. Thank you, Ryan, who's all over that. So 10 o'clock for the prelims. It was supposed to be in South Korea. So there's a lot of Korean fighters on the card, and so they just pushed the time back. Instead of having the event over there, they're basically going to, Vegas time, it won't be that bad. But if you're up on the East Coast, it might be a DVR situation. Boy, I'll tell you, the betting on the NHL All-Star Game is going to be abundant. I can only imagine what the sports books are going to make with all the All-Star and the Pro Bowl as well.
Can you make a bet on the flag football game?
No.
Why not? It's not fixed. It's not high lie.
Because how do you handicap it?
I mean, true.
Just throw some numbers up there.
Why not?
Foyer's betting world.
How crazy would that world be? Would you like to hang out there for a little bit?
Nope, because you'd be broke. You'd be setting bad lines.
We would have a good time. What do you mean? The lines are the line. Hey, that's what I would tell everybody. The lines are the lines.
The lines are the lines. Listen to this guy. All right, time for the lunchtime parlay. I'm going to lead the way because I'm going right to UFC. Derek Lewis, by the way, is fighting in the main event of this deal tomorrow night. Give me Marcin Tybura minus 130 against Blagoy Ivanov. Ivanov or Ivanov, either one. Is one of these like Sambo guys. He's 5'11", he's 250, he's kind of like a squatty potty a little bit. But those Sambo dudes, they know how to stretch you. But I like Tybura. He's done well as of late. So give me Marcin Tybura minus 130 on the money line. Foye, why don't you go next?
Okay, so listen, I like the predictable sure thing. So I got the you got the Suns coming in to play the Celtics. Now, the last time the Celtics played the Suns, they beat the tar out of them 125-98. Not really sure how motivated the Suns are going to be. They took a beating last night to Atlanta. The line is minus 9.5. I'm going to take the Celtics minus 9.5. Feel good about that. They're on a roll heading into their All-Star break.
Billy, what do you have?
I got two of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference in the NBA.
There we go.
So the Hornets are visiting the Detroit Pistons. I'm taking the Pistons to cover by 1.5.
Wow.
Yeah, give me the Pistons to beat the Hornets by 1.5 at the Palace.
All right, then. Chicken Nick, what do you got?
Well, I'm going with Justin's favorite team, the Kings. The Pacers are coming off a back-to-back where they lost to the Lakers last night. And the Kings are currently minus 2.5-point favorites against the Pacers. And De'Aaron Fox, all-star snub, he's probably going to go off tonight.
Well, there we go. All right. So I've got Marcin Tybura in the UFC. Billy's on the Pistons. Chicken Nick is on the Kings. Fourier is on the Celtics. Ladies and gentlemen, for just $10, your return is fantastic. $113.10, a multiple of 11, and a cost of a coffee in there as well. How about that? Quite a return. We will get that up on Twitter, Gresh Fourier, WEEI, so you're able to take a peek at those picks as you move along into your wagering weekend. By the way, the brick and mortars, of course, here in the state of Massachusetts, of course, MGM Springfield, Encore, and Plain Ridge as well. They're all accepting your bets in person. You just got to get there.
Just got to walk in.
And we'll
park and walk.
We'll see if within 6 weeks the onlines will be up and running. Seems like they're trending in the right direction. Mid-March.
March Madness starts. What's the official
like the 14th,
first?
Right around there.
Say, right after, because those conference championships, those tournaments will be the week before.
It'll be pretty close. Okay. It'll be close. I think part of the problem is going to be the sign-up of it. Is, you know, people getting, if you like, maybe go sign up early for these if you can. Things like that, or whatever ones that you might be interested in. At least, you know, get in the queue so that way, however they go about doing it. I know in Rhode Island, initially, you had to go to Twin River, now Bally's Twin River, to then get yourself like rubber stamped and ready to go. Now you can just go to sportsbetrhodeisland.com, fill out the info, and then they can okay you there. So there's all that stuff that still has to be worked through. It's stuff that people won't think about until it's like, oh boy, I'm with hanging out with Gresh and Fourier day one of the NCAA tournament. How come I can't get on my app 5 minutes? I just can't log in 5 minutes before and be okay to make a bet? No, you gotta put a little
effort into it.
A little effort, a little care into it to be able to make sure that you're ready. The future of All-Star games.
Mm-hmm.
Has the time come? Do we just flush them all? Why are we doing this? Why are we going through this exercise? And you know what, Fourier?
What's that, Gresh?
I think years ago, I would dare say maybe even decades ago, being an All-Star used to mean something.
Now you're onto something.
What does it really mean anymore? We'll get to that as we start the lunchtime hour next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.